State Senate Republicans released a report today after months of investigation and testimony regarding whether there was widespread fraud during the 2020 presidential election. The report concluded that there was no widespread fraud, and it went farther in a suggestion that the state's attorney general investigate individuals or groups that pushed a conspiracy theory about fraud in Antrim County for their own gain. Here to fill us in on more of the details is Michigan Radio's Zoe Clark and Craig Mauger of the Detroit News. Hey, guys.
Hey, Laura.
Hey.
Zoe, what else did this report say that was of significance?
Yeah, I mean, so as you know, you said this has been a report months and months and months in the making, 55 pages, although the actual report, if you want to dig into it, is about 35 pages. And I will just read a paragraph that I think is just sort of indicative of what it comes down to, which is, and I quote, "Our clear finding is that citizens should be confident the results represent the true results of the ballots cast by the people of Michigan. The committee strongly recommends citizens use a critical eye and ear toward those who have pushed demonstrably false theories for their own personal gain."
Hmm. Well, Democrats have argued all along that the investigation was unnecessary, as officials at the state and federal level have already concluded that the elections were fair and well done. Meanwhile, Republicans have argued that the investigation was still necessary because so many people, namely ardent Trump supporters, were untrusting of the results and they deserved to know the truth. So was that latter argument made in good faith, Craig?
You know, that's a great question that I don't know if we can resolve at this moment right now. I mean, I think where the Senate Oversight Committee arrived is a very striking place. I mean, essentially the report that they put out today undercuts the efforts of the former Republican President Donald Trump, who has alleged that there was widespread fraud. And also at the same time, and maybe even more newsworthy in the state of Michigan, this document undercuts the efforts of some officials within the Michigan Republican Party, some activists within the Michigan Republican Party who actively sought to overturn the results of the election. So, I mean, there is going to be a debate, and this debate will probably go on for a while over whether this inquiry was necessary. But where the lawmakers ended up today is something that you, if you're someone who wants to see an honest examination of the election and wants to see people put aside their party labels to talk about the findings that they have, I mean, from my perspective and the research that I've done, that's where these lawmakers ended up for the most part today.
Zoe, Senator Ed McBroom led the committee overseeing this investigation and has shown real disdain for those who would attack the clerk in Antrim County who performed a human error that she quickly corrected, but that nonetheless turned into this conspiracy on a national stage that votes were being switched, right, in the vote tabulating machines. Did Senator McBroom's frustration with these conspiracy theorists come through in the report to you?
Oh, yes. Antrim County, I think if I did my math correctly, was mentioned 39 times in this report. I will read again directly from it. Quote, "The strongest conclusion comes in regard to Antrim County. All compelling theories that sprang forth from the rumors surrounding Antrim County are diminished so significantly as for it to be a complete waste of time to consider them further." Unquote. Not just that, but then Senator McBroom sort of doubled down on the report and said that he actually recommends, this committee recommends, that he thinks the attorney general, a Democrat, Dana Nessel, should consider investigating those folks who have been offering these false claims and misinformation about Antrim County.
Craig, what has been the reaction to this report from Democrats and other Republicans alike?
You know, the reaction is just incredibly mixed. I mean, I think a lot of Democrats are congratulating the Republicans behind this report on the findings where they state that some of these election claims are not true, where they say there was no significant fraud in the election. Things get more divisive when you get to portions of the report, and these are sprinkled throughout the document, where the Republican lawmakers, you know, essentially argue for elements of their election overhaul plan that they've been advancing in the legislature, you know, looking to do things about absentee ballots, looking to do things about poll challengers in election precincts. And, you know, those topics are going to be more heavily contested. Those are topics that Democrats don't agree with the policies the Republicans are advancing. So there's a split there. And then there's, you know, that split within the Republican Party that's been going on for months, where there's a certain segment of the party that does not believe that the election results are accurate. And it doesn't seem that there is any level of information at this point that's going to convince them otherwise. And some of those individuals are still kind of throwing stones at Ed McBroom and other members of the Michigan Senate.
Well, so Zoe, what does this put to bed, if anything, at the state capitol?
Yeah, I mean, to Craig's point, you know, I don't know that it puts to bed much, because it seems to me that those folks that just desperately want to believe, right, that this election was stolen, are going to continue to believe that. I mean, this was, as we note, this committee, three Republicans, one Democrat. It is a Republican-led committee that did this. But, you know, as we've talked about many times here on Stateside, the Republican Party, in many ways, is two parties right now. And for many months, I think Ed McBroom in particular has sort of had to keep a foot in both of them. And that hasn't been easy. I mean, you can check out his Facebook page and some of the comments, you know, calling him a rhino, which I think most would agree is just
not
is
true.
Not the case with Ed McBroom. So what does it put to bed? I don't know much, but I think what it does do is helps the Republicans who want to move forward kind of pivot and say, you know, okay, there was an election fraud. And yet, as Craig also said, you know, there are in bold type in this report all of these different recommendations. And you're already seeing Republicans as early as today using some of those recommendations as sort of the impetus to continue voting on this election package of some 39 bills, some of which the Senate has already passed.
Craig, I want to turn to another story that you covered along these lines. You know, the circus of a hand recount in Maricopa County, Arizona, still has the potential to find a new town to set up tent here in Michigan. Some leaders in Sheboygan County want something similar to happen in their own backyard. Can you explain the situation up there?
Yeah. So yesterday in northern Michigan, in Sheboygan County, the county commissioners there, it's a completely Republican panel, voted 4-3. There you go back to what Zoe was talking about with the split in the Republican Party. This close vote, 4-3, the county voted to request that Secretary of State Jocelyn Bensett's office allow them to pursue an audit of their election results. In this county, the President Trump won with 64% of the vote in November of 2020. It's unclear how Secretary of State Benson is going to handle this request, but this push for some type of continued audit is still going strong here in Michigan.
What are they hoping to, have they articulated what they're hoping to find by doing an audit, considering that the Republican candidates in 2020, including Donald Trump, won by large majorities there?
Yeah, one of the things that they're looking to explore is whether there was some type of unauthorized computer that accessed their voting equipment that manipulated the results. And, you know, that's what they're looking to find. There is no proof that that has happened in Michigan. Even the Senate Republican report today, you know, says that these various hacking claims have nothing to them. But that's one of the details they want to look into.
What would have to take place to get a hand recount in motion for Sheboygan? Would the election official at the state level, or then beyond that, Jocelyn Benson, have to just okay it?
Essentially, where it stands is that the county commissioners are asking the Michigan Bureau of Elections for permission to pursue this recount, and also kind of an examination of the voting equipment and machines that the county has used. The Secretary of State's office has told the county previously that the Board of Commissioners cannot require the clerk's offices to hand over these election records and election equipment. So the way the county commissioners want to go about this is asking for permission to get access to all of these records and equipment. And we'll see what Benson says.
Has the clerk in Sheboygan County made their opinion known?
That is a great, great point. The clerk in Sheboygan County has been incredibly quiet on this. From my understanding, one of my colleagues was at the meeting yesterday in Sheboygan County. The clerk said nothing about this during the meeting. She was present at the meeting, but she said very little about her thoughts on this. So it remains kind of a, you know, we can all maybe fill in the gaps, but it remains a mystery of what her statements would be on this.
You know, it's so funny. After a presidential election, we usually roll our eyes that the next one has already begun, but it kind of seems like this one's never ending.
Oh my God, it's true.
It's 8 months later, and it's still the major topic of the week in Lansing. And, you know, it probably will be a topic in Republican primaries in next year's election. So there's going to be a significant bleed into next year here.
And here I was just looking forward to the summer. Thanks, Craig.
You're welcome.
Craig Mauger is a reporter with Detroit News, and Zoe Clark is with Michigan Radio. Thank you both.
Thanks, Laura.